Hello.
Hey, John?
Yeah.
Hey, John, my name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash with the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How about you?
I'm blessed beyond measure, really. Thank you so much for asking. So I was calling because your account came across my desk for a possible upgrade.
Upgrade?
Yeah, through Google Guaranteed. Have you ever heard of it?
That sounds familiar, but I can't recall it off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, we're offering you quite a few services, and your program is working very well and going ahead fantastic. This is a completely separate and different service that you did become eligible for. There are a few requirements to ensure that you have the proper placement and that you would be approved as a Google Guaranteed Service Provider. But if you've ever done a search on Google, up at the very tippy top of the page, in the Google, above everything, above the Google Ads, above the Google listing, above everything, there's going to be a listing that says Google Guaranteed. It'll have a few sponsored positions. Does that sound familiar?
Right. Yeah, that does sound familiar.
All right. That's where I want to put you.
Okay.
Okay. Now, like I said, there's a few requirements, which I'm sure that you already meet. The main requirement is that you do have business license and insurance for the company, right?
Yep.
And you can pass a background check?
Yep.
Okay. And then there's a $250 application fee. The application fee goes to get your account Google Guarantee approved and go through the entire application and background check. It goes for all of the services that go into getting you Google Guarantee approved. Now, the advantage to having this additional spot up at the very top of the page is these are Google Guaranteed leads. Okay?
Okay.
If you've participated in any type of lead service, which it looks like you might be familiar with HomeAdvisor, is that correct?
Yeah, I used Angie's leads for the electrical side of the business.
Okay. So then you're very familiar with how you don't land every job, how you share the leads, there's no lead exclusivity, you pay no matter what, the lead cost fluctuates, there's no way to get the funds back, right? You're familiar with all that?
Yeah.
Okay, this is 100% the complete opposite of that. Google built Google Guaranteed pay-per-lead service to trump all other pay-per-lead services. It is not available in every category, in every area, for every service provider. It is only available for the elite. You do qualify for that. Now, the thing about this is it does offer lead exclusivity. A, the leads will not go to anybody other than you. Okay? How we ensure that is because there's a Google Guaranteed call tracking number that is assigned specifically to your account, and we have access to that call recording. You have access to that call recording, as does Google as well. There's a number of reasons that this call is being recorded. A, it's for authenticity purposes, to ensure that it is not a spam or solicitation call, because that would be unqualified. Okay?
Okay.
You're not charged for unqualified calls. If it's a person calling looking for a service that you don't provide, or in a service area that you don't provide service, and you choose to decline the call, you are not charged.
Okay.
Okay? If it's a sales or solicitation spam call, if it's otherwise a not live human being, if it's somebody on a pre-recorded line, you are not charged. Okay?
Okay.
If it's somebody seeking employment with your company, you are not charged.
Okay.
The only time that your company is charged for the leads, John, is when it is considered a valid quality lead. That is why the calls are recorded. What is considered a valid quality lead through Google Guarantee is if you give estimate over the phone or you set appointment to go to the client.
Okay.
That's fair, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the cool thing about this is Google is also backing you with an additional $2,000 worth of insurance, John, for your company. They're guaranteeing your services as a provider to the general public. They're saying, look, we have vetted this Merton Electric completely and in top form. We suggest him as the top recommended option through Google Guaranteed. In addition to that, they're guaranteeing that you're getting quality leads. Now, lead cost looks like this. For your company, your lead cost will never go up. It will never fluctuate. It will never increase. Your leads are locked in at $17.33 per lead.
Okay.
It's pretty fair, right?
Yeah, that's a lot more reasonable with Angie's leads, because kind of the problem I have with them, especially with the generator side of the business, is they want $70 per generator. That's
mm-hmm.
why I went ahead and paid Local Splash the $400
mm-hmm.
to...
For the ads. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the ads. And then I've also put ads in the paper, too,
mm-hmm.
Just because of that.
Right.
So.
Well, this is definitely gonna help with that. In addition to that, what else this looks like is the application and processing itself can take 4 to 8 weeks. I have seen it come to fruition much sooner than that. What happens is if you say yes, we go ahead, we process the application fee, we get that application out to you. We give you 24 to 48 hours with the application itself to upload the documents that are needed, and then we schedule a client interview with our technician, Ivan. And what Ivan does is he helps you to cross the T's and dot the I's and make sure that you have all the pertinent information so we can get this application approved, okay?
Okay.
And after that happens, we need 5 5-star reviews. You probably have 5 people willing to say something nice about you, right?
Well, I've got over 5 5-star reviews on Angie's Leads, but I
okay.
can't get the damn Google page to become live. And I actually had 2 or 3 try to go put a review on Google and sent them to Angie's Leads instead of Google.
Right. So this is a specific URL that we're going to send you where there's no mistakes. It's specific to your business for the Google Guaranteed application. So we've got this down to a complete science. There's going to be none of that, okay? Because we need that to get you approved. And we can definitely do that. Now, once those Google Guaranteed reviews are up, a lot of times they do spill over into the Google Local listing, and everything correlates and works very, very well together, okay?
Okay.
Now, once we submit your application, like I said, I've seen it take as little as 2 weeks. What the terms and conditions state is a maximum of 4 to 8 weeks. Again, I do not anticipate it taking that long for you. Once that's approved, my technician is going to contact you via email or text message to set minimum monthly budget. Google requires a minimum monthly budget of 13 leads per month at $226 for that lead budget. That $226 is going to go for your 13 leads at $17.33 a pop. You have complete control over the way the leads come in. The way it is set up, John, is that you would receive about 3 leads a week. If you want to increase that, you're able to do that. If you would like to turn that down and only receive 1 or 2 a week, you can do that as well. If you pause the campaign completely, that lead budget is going to automatically roll over to the following month as well. So you are in complete control of this package. And, again, it's all done month to month. There's no contract. As you know, that's how we work here.
Okay.
So would you like to give this a shot and let us get you going for Google Guaranteed?
You're breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I said, can I go ahead and get you set up for the Google Guaranteed?
If you could email me that information.
Sure.
I'm pretty strapped right now with you know, if I would have known about this maybe a week or two ago, I wouldn't have done quite so much for the paid advertising, and I might be able to do it. But
okay,
with doing all that, I'm a little tight with what I can do right now.
Sure. So the $250 application fee is a little bit of a stretch on the budget at this moment, is what you're saying?
Yeah, because I just put about $1,200 into advertising this weekend alone for the next month. So
okay. Okay, yep, that can be tough, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Well,
so
the biggest thing, and I've kind of told everybody this, the biggest thing I'm having trouble with is getting the generator side of the business off the ground.
Okay.
Getting leads out there for people using generators. I mean, Angie's Leads and the other sources I have is fine for electrical, but I haven't had any solid way to try and get leads on generators, and one of the biggest problems is, you know, you got a lot of people window shopping because, you know, it's like 10 to 15 grand for a generator.
Right.
And, you know, so you might do 5 quotes, but you only might get 1 of them. Well, even if you win that job, you know, you're still waiting 4 to 8 weeks for the transfer switch. You're waiting 6 months for the generator. So it was really hard to justify how to do advertisements on something that you're not making money for the next 6 months on.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's such long turnover time for the generators. And that
was
kind of a big thing that I was struggling with, was trying to do all that and, all that good stuff.
Okay. Okay. I completely understand that. You know, is it hard for you to get the parts right now and things like that as well? Is that,
It's terrible.
It's a nightmare, right?
Well, it was like, I did one, I went up to this guy's house. He'd been trying to get an electrician out there for a year. And, a buddy of mine sent him my way, and I get up there, and his whole panel's short now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I started talking with him. I'm like, all right, we need to do an upgrade. He was like, well, what, would it be cheaper to go ahead and buy a generator and a transfer switch and go ahead and put the transfer switch in? I said, well, ideally, that's what we want to do. We want to, you know, because they've got a 200 amp main breaker in there that we would use in place of, say, a 200 amp meter main combo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, so I went to order the stuff. I called Cummins. I'm like, hey, I need you to push this through. It's emergency, yada, yada, yada. They said, fine. Hadn't heard anything for about 4 weeks. And then all of a sudden, on my door is a damn big-ass transfer switch.
Mm.
No call, no nothing, no idea it was coming. Show up with 30-foot box truck, and there it is. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess we're going to put it in. Thanks for the notification, guys. Like, yeah, you freaking shoot. I get a call from the damn office saying there's a fucking 30-foot box truck in the driveway.
That's
like,
crazy.
Why is there a 30-foot box truck in my driveway?
Right. Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's really been hell, and that's one of the biggest things. It's really been hell trying to get what we need.
Right.
You know? And I mean, even if we could do it next day, we can't get the parts for 6 to 8 weeks.
Right. Or all of a sudden it's just there randomly, huh?
Yeah, just the price. Here it is. All right, thanks for the notice. Thanks for the 24-hour notification. Do appreciate it. I'm glad it did get stolen, because I didn't get a tracking number or anything. I had no idea the damn thing was even out for delivery. So if somebody would have just jacked it, I would have had no freaking idea. I'd have been calling, where's my transfer switch? Oh, it got delivered. To who? Because it didn't get delivered to me.
Well, thank God it's in a 30-foot box truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's hard to miss.
That's something I've really been struggling with, especially on the paper lease for Angie's lease. And, you know, I'm not too terribly disappointed with Angie's lease, but I'm not too terribly
impressed.
I'm not too impressed. I mean,
it's,
their lease.
It's a little bit of both. You know, I believe that you would be impressed by this because A, it's lead exclusivity, John. The fact that a lead is coming in directly to you because you're assigned that specific call tracking number, and when it comes in to you, okay, it says LSA for local service at Google Guaranteed Lead. So the client is chasing you down.
Yeah.
It's not being sent out to you and five or six competitors.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like there was another lady. She put in the thing last Friday, I want to say, saying she needed a panel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to reach out to her. I was like, hey, you know, this is blah, 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 blah. You know, give me a call when you get a chance. We'll go over what you need, right?
Right.
So Monday morning, I was in the office. I spent all day in the office trying to catch up, you know, end of the month. So I was like, oh, hell, I need to call this place. So I called her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tried to call her twice just in case she, you know, because, you know, you don't recognize the number. Sometimes people don't answer. So I called her twice. I left her a message, tried to message her through Angie's lead. Never got a response. Well, I want to say it was like 3 hours later she put on there that it was an emergency and sent out the same damn lead.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to call her again. Didn't get through. And I'm like, why are you on here? Why don't you just pick up the phone and call me or answer your damn phone? Like,
I don't know.
Two leads that I've got, and that's what's really frustrating with me is the shit like that when people put on there, we're trying to find somebody, and then I get a damn call from, you know, Angie's lead. Why are you not getting to this customer? The hell do you mean? I've called them five damn times now in the last week. What more do you want from me?
Well,
you
know? And I don't know that I've dealt a lot in Angie's lead. A lot. When I say a lot, I've been with this company for 7 years doing this. I've dealt a lot in Angie's lead. And I hear this same thing and these duplicate listings and all this stuff. And it's just, it's a little too convenient. that you can't get a hold of the client, yet here she is saying, emergency, emergency, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a little too convenient. You got to look at it. And there's no way for you to track it. See, that's why Google has these calls recorded. It's for that exact reason, because it's trackable. If it's an unqualified call, then you are notified. Yeah, I mean, you're not notified. You're not even charged for the lead. But if you needed recourse for that, the call's recorded. We go in, we listen to it, and we're able to dispute that on your behalf. Getting your money back from Google is extremely easy. Okay?
Right.
So, I mean, this is, again, all marketing is a 100% tax write-off on your end of your business taxes. The budget that you're asking for this, obviously, you know how good that budget is. It's very, very low. It's going to show you quality leads while you get the other stuff completely up and running. At this point, it really is just the $250 application fee. You know, and I mean, only you know what's going to be best for that. It looks like you did just get the mail, though, the email I sent you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, now how do people find you? I mean, I know Angie's, they go in there and they put in all the bullshit information.
No, so this is directly on the, that's the beauty of it, John. It's on the first page of Google. When you open up that email, you see that email that I sent you. So do you see how at the very top there it says first, this is exactly how it looks. You see there the first page search results for the Google Guarantee section?
I don't have good enough data out here on the ground
okay.
right now.
Okay, so it's going to show Merton Electric, and it's going to say Google Guaranteed on it with a check mark and the 5-star rating.
Okay, and then they call you. They reach
they
out to you.
They call you, not me. They call you.
Okay, so I don't have to deal with any of this calling the customer bullshit.
No, none of that. They're calling you directly. They're reaching out to you, my friend. That's what I'm saying.
So if they like go in there and type in, I need a Cummins dealer, I'm the one who's going to pop up. They click on it, and then they make a decision to call.
Yep. You're not even charged when they make the decision to call. You're only charged when it's considered a quality lead. You see, that's the beauty of it. If somebody clicks on your Home Advisor listing, your Angie's Lead listing, you're charged automatically, right?
Uh-huh.
That's not how this works. They can look at your website. They can go on and read your profile. They can look at your BBB rate. They can click around all they want. They can call you straight from the website because the phone number on the website is obviously going to be a different phone number. This is a specific Google call tracking phone number we assign you. So if they call you from the website, that's a free lead that you got to Google Guaranteed because you have another position on the first page of Google. Therefore, you have more, what we call, more real estate, okay?
Yeah, for sure. And that's a really big thing for the company. And if I'd have known about this a week ago, I'd already done it. But
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
I feel bad.
Well, I'm waiting on. Well, you know, I'm just. October's been a stupid month. It's been a stupid month.
Well, it's almost over. We only got six more days, and October's done.
Thank God.
Yes, I'm with you. So hopefully you'd be able to take care. I mean, if I was able to do anything with that application fee, what would it look like for you? I can't guarantee that I can, but I can always ask. Like, if you had something available, what would that be?
What do you mean?
Well, the application fee is the $250, right? So when do you think that you'd be able to take care of that? Like, what does that look like for you?
I mean, really, the biggest thing I'm waiting on is to see what comes in for November. Mm-hmm. Because we had a lot of jobs that we wrapped up this month, and we don't have anything going into November. So I'm really just sitting there. I've got enough to cover November.
Okay.
And I'm kind of sitting around waiting to see what comes my way because I've got three or four other leads that I'm working on and stuff for November. So it's really just a waiting to see what turns the corner to make sure we're going to have work and make sure that we're not overspending. We've got the money for it right now. But like I said, October was a really – really goofy month. We had a lot of jobs. You know, we don't do new construction. I mean, if we can't get the job done within maybe 3 or 4 days, we don't really take it on. And we had just a lot of them come in that we had to wrap up this month. So, and then, you know, I've spent like $600 on newspaper advertising this month. So, and then, you
know,
of course, I paid for
them. Has that been successful for you in the past?
Well, you know, I spent first 200 here just locally for the local three papers here.
Uh-huh.
One of them's kind of a bust. I just do it so I have a presence locally in one of the counties.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't actually done but one or two jobs there, but
mm-hmm.
it's just kind of what it is. But, you know, that's already paid for itself. I've already got
cool.
one lead and a reoccurring lead just off the newspaper ad from last month. So I really expanded it, especially for the generator side, just
mm-hmm.
to kind of put the presence. It's not so much about money
mm-hmm.
as it is just having that existing presence where otherwise
right.
we wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that.
But I mean, do people
presence.
Still go to the newspaper in a very strong way in your area?
They do. They
okay.
do.
Okay.
You know, it's not quite as much.
Because I read my newspaper online.
Job.
You know.
Well, that's the thing. It's all online and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only just in the printed paper. It's on the online version. You can go to
mm-hmm.
the classifieds, even if you don't have a subscription.
Nice.
And look up what we are. And so, you know, that's really the biggest thing is just establishing that local presence of what we do in those people's areas just so that we kind of, you know, are already there.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully we just get enough jobs that month to pay for the damn thing and be done with it.
Right.
But
right.
It's really important to establish a local presence other than just being online and stuff around here. People.
Okay.
People tend to trust you a little bit more. Let me put it that
yeah.
way.
No, absolutely. You are in the backwoods. You're not, you know, and I was born in Mobile, Alabama, so I'm familiar with the South and how things work, and it's completely
uh-huh.
different than anywhere
it
else. It is completely different than anywhere else, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just like to see if there's any, like, special packaging or programming that we can put aside for you. I mean, I would love to do that. I think you'd be a great fit for this. Obviously, you chase those leads down very quickly, and you're willing to do whatever you got to do to make it be profitable.
We've
know?
Done, just in October, 15 jobs this month.
That's beautiful.
Just myself and an old man. Just myself and an old man right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've got an old man that helps me out when I need it part time. And other than that, it's just me, and we've rocked out 15 jobs this month.
Beautiful.
So, you know, we've been actually tearing into it, and, you know, I just really got to focus on this generator shit because that's really what's going to take this business to the next place is this coming generator thing. And that's the other thing, and I've told this just about everybody who's called. I said, if you can offer me a means to sell the shit out of Cummins generators, because I don't know if you know much about the generator market and what Generac does. Generac does all the advertising for you. They'll plaster Generac on the side of a damn mule if it'll sell them a freaking jet. And Cummins came to me and they said, you're in a very high demand market area for generators. We have no dealers up there. We want you to become our dealer. So
okay.
I'm really struggling to get the word out there that there's not just a generator dealer, but a Cummins dealer, because right now we are the only competition Generac has up here in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've got to find a cost-effective way to promote that, push it, and sell generators.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, you know, I have other options for the electrical, but the big thing is the generators, because that's what's going to allow me to hire crews and expand the business.
Right.
So. But whatever whatever you might be able to help me with or throw my way or whatever for that would be greatly appreciated. And that's really where my interests are right now.
Okay. All right. Yeah, definitely. Let me hold on a second. Let me just check into one thing. I'm trying to see if it's here in the subcategories. Let me see. There's a lot. So there, yes, we can go ahead and include that with other because it is. So there's quite a bit here included under the electrical category. Of course, it's all the regular stuff, the electrical charging station installation, the outdoor installing the outdoor lighting, remodeling, restoring power, of course, the rewiring, the panel repairs, all of that. But of course, there's also this other section that says other. So that's going to be where we can program in for generators. All right.
Yeah. And the other thing is that
our electrical area right now is about the size of Rhode Island.
And that's fine. You can cover the entire state on this. It does. You get to pick and choose.
Generator side right now, without the Georgia licensing, which I'm still working on, is about twice the size of our electrical side. So that's the other thing I need to be careful of, is not marketing electrical where we're also marketing generators, because we go out to Jackson County for generators, but I tell you what, I ain't driving out there for a damn service call.
Right.
So I don't want to mislead people on or end up in that position where they're thinking we're doing electrical work out there when we're not.
Okay. All right.
And you can probably see all that on Local Splash. It should be all in my information.
Yes, I can see everything here. Absolutely. I haven't gotten into that, but we have the availability to do that. Absolutely. And be very specific. So you have all of my contact information there. When you're ready to get this going, you give me a shout, okay?
Yeah, I definitely will. It'll probably be in the next week or two. I just need to finish trying to wrap up this month before I go spend any more damn money.
Okay. We're here to help. I'm going to send you my contact is at the bottom of the email, but I'm also going to send you a text right now with my direct phone number and extension line. That way you have it, okay?
All right. Do appreciate it.
All right. It was a pleasure talking with you this morning, John, and you have a blessed weekend, okay? Thanks for your time.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.